Continuing on with the spiritual warfare teaching, today I want to talk about how we don't battle against people that we can see, entities that are seen. In Ephesians 6, I'm going to break it down using the New Living Translation. I compare this and make sure it's speaking the same thing with the King James and the Greek. I use this interpretation when I'm teaching young children. Starting at about verse 10, Ephesians 6, it says a final word. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you be able to stand against all strategies of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. That's a mouthful. In battle, let's just say, throughout the creation of the world, even the Bible talks about different countries coming against different kingdoms against kingdom. It's the same thing from back then, the ancient times, to modern days. Countries who go to battle against each other must know who they fight against. They must know how they won their battles, how many, if they lost battles, how did they lose it? They have to know everything about who they're fighting. If you notice, the countries that don't know everything about who they're fighting, they lose. They lose. It's the same principle with spiritual warfare. Fighting spiritual warfare, you have to know your enemy. And Jesus broke it down so easily. He said in John 10:10, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life. He also said in James, the word of God says in James 4:7 through about 10, talks about submitting to God and the enemy will flee. But it's the same thing. When Jesus battled him, he'll flee until the next opportune time. So we must know how he works, how he worked in our past generation, our family's bloodline. We must know everything, what the Bible says about him, how he comes against us. If he can't take us down, he'll try another way. He's sneaky. He is called the accuser of the brethren for a reason. He accuses us before God. And you can read a story, an example of that in the life of Job. It talks about how the devil runs around the whole earth seeking who he may destroy. And so we need to know how he works. And in the next session, I'm going to break down the full armor of God that it talks about in Ephesians 6, the whole armor of God. And let me just read that real quick again. It says in verse 10, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Verse 11, it says, put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. In the next session, I'll break down the pieces of the armor. And it's God's armor. It's a spiritual armor. It's knowing who we are in Christ. It's knowing that we are a temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6, 2 Corinthians 6, the Holy Spirit dwells within us. And if by faith Jesus Christ lives in our heart, God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, they dwell in us. They come and dwell among us when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. And it is up to us to walk closely and to cling to Him and to rest and to know who we are in Christ. Until the next time, I will be back. Bless you.